I'd like to learn B'syatha Dishmaya, one piece of Degel Machaneh Ephraim for Parshas Vezos HaBracha. It's the first piece, and it's commenting on the bracha that Moshe Rabbeinu gives to Yosef and his family members. The pasuk says, "By Yosef, Bechor Shoro Hadar Lo, V'Karnei Re'im Karnav, V'Hem Amim Yinagach Yachdav Afse Aretz, V'Hem Rivavos Ephraim, V'Hem Alfei Menasha. Bechor Shoro Hadar Lo." A sovereignty is his ox-like one. Rashi says it's a reference to Yehoshua. Bechor usually means firstborn. In this context, it means royalty or sovereignty. So Bechor Shoro Hadar Lo. The majesty belongs to the one, the ox-like one, who is going to reign. And that's, again, a reference to Yehoshua, the descendant of Yosef. V'karnei Re'im Karnav. And his horns are like the horns of the Re'im, which was a very large and powerful creature. Behem amim yinagach yachdav. With them, perhaps meaning with the horns, the nations will be gored together. Afse aretz, to the edge of of the earth. Vehem mirvos Ephraim, vehem alfei Menasha. And these are the myriads of Ephraim and the thousands of Menasha. Again, very cryptic psukim that Moshe blesses upon each of the Shvatim. Here, the family of Yosef. So let's learn one piece again of Degel Machaneh Ephraim to try to understand B'derech Chasidus. What is being expressed in this pasuk? He writes in Parshas Vezos HaBracha, Yesh lefarish b'zeh b'derech remez al derech chachmas adam ta'ir panav. The wisdom of a person illuminates his face. What does that mean? Hainu adam shu davak lechachma shuhu Torah, ka'amor hakol b'chachma asisa. When a person clings to the true chachma, the ultimate chachma, the supernal wisdom of Torah. Of course, the Torah was used to create the world. Hakol b'chachma asisa. That when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was bara alma, both in the Zohar and in the Medrash, Bereishis Rabbah, we find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mistakel b'oraisa uvara alma. So when a person studies the Torah and connects deeply to Torah, b'zeh moshech al atzmo ha'ara, he brings upon himself a glow, a shine, v'kavod v'hadar ta'atrehu, and he is enveloped by this glory and this spirit of Torah. So that's what our pasuk is alluding to here. Bechor shoro hadar lo. Bechor hainu reishis shehu chachma. Bechor, of course, means a firstborn. And reishis, we know, is associated with chachma, right? As the pasuk says, reishis chachma. But there are many other indications that reishis and chachma go together in terms of the sviros of chachma bina and das. Chachma is the reishis in that sense. Although we do usually count from keser. In talking about the Sviros. But either way, says the Degel Machaneh Ephraim, Bechor, which is Reishis, is Chachma. Shoro, Shor means a perspective, histaklus. Umachmas shehistaklus shalohu bechachma betorah hadarlo. So Bechor Shoro, one whose eyes are placed upon the Bechor, placed upon the supernal wisdom of Torah, then hadarlo, he will be given a beautiful glow. As Moshe Rabbeinu himself was shining when he came from Har Sinai. Mizan nimshach lo hod v'hadar k'nitz kaleel. He's given the radiance of Torah. As we said above, Chachmas Adam Ta'ir Panav. A pasuk we read on Chol HaMoed Sukkos when we read Koheles. V'karnei Re'im Karnav. And his horns are like the horns of the Re'im. Again, this magnificent creature. Hainu karnei hodo hi min Re'im lashon re'iya. Karnei Hoda, if you want to know where his Quran, his shine comes from, it's from the Re'im. Again, it's from what he is ro'at, what he sees. It reminds me of Rabbeinu Yonah's comment on the Pasuk in Mishlei, which Rav Huttner discussed in his writings on Purim, if I'm not mistaken. And that is, the Pasuk says, Ish lefi mahalalav, a person is according to his praise. The Pasuk Pshat is that if you want to be able to assess a person, the same way that a person is able to assess, as the first part of the pasuk says, the silver or gold according to its refinement, so too a person assesses a person according to his praise. What do people say about him? What is his reputation? Tov shem yishemen tov. Having a good name is better than good oil. So that's the pasuk pshat in the pasuk. Ish lefi mahalo, a person according to his praise. But Rabbeinu Yonah explains in his commentary on Mishlei, and again Rav Huttner discusses it at length in a beautiful mimer. Ish lefi mahalo could also be understood. Ish, a person, is defined lefi mahalalo. What does he praise? What is important to him? What does he value? What does he spend time reading or learning or looking at? And that's exactly what the Degel Machaneh Ephraim is being meramis to here. Karnei Re'im Karnav. You want to know where his shine comes from? Where the Quran comes from? The glow, the shine comes from? It's from Re'im, it's from Re'iyah. What does he look at? What does he spend time studying? Min re'uso v'stakluso b'torah kedosha zocha l'karnehod. He was zocha to the karnehod, to this magnificent shine, because he places his re'iyah, his eyes, are constantly upon Torah. Behem amim yinagach yachdav. And through them, he's able to gore the nations of the world. What does that mean? Hanugam to'eles zos nosaf lo b'limudo v'stakluso b'torah. That through, not only does the Torah give him this beautiful glow, this beautiful shine, and again, anyone who's seen a real Talmud Chacham, you could see there's literally a shine coming off of a person who's so immersed in Torah, but not only that, it becomes a tool, or almost a weapon, to defend ourselves. Shenasa lo bechinas karnayim gvura lezgabra klipos lenagcham ulavatlam. Behem, through that shine, he's able to drive away the kochos of tumah and the klipos and any sort of negative dinim that might be sholeit. And it's really true. The Jewish people have used throughout the generations. Our primary weapon is not the man-made weaponry of modern man, but rather it's like the pasuk says when Yaakovinu says, "I conquered this b'charbi v'kashti," and Unglish translates "b'ba'usi v'tzalusi." With my tfilos, my koach ha-peh, ha-kol kol Yaakov ha-yadayim yidei Esav. It's always the koach of the peh and the koach of Torah that we use not only to enhance ourselves but to protect us from the world. And that's what this pasuk is alluding to. But the pasuk continues, because of course, again, the context is Yosef, and specifically Ephraim and Menashe. So let's keep reading, because he adds a little bit more. V'heim rivavos Ephraim, v'heim alfei Menashe. Again, these are the myriads of Ephraim and the thousands of Menashe. Bizarim Zalanu Torah Kadosha, Ramiz Gadol, a very important thing in Avodas Hashem, Al Derech Shashamati, as I heard an explanation, he references this elsewhere, from Rav Shaul of Mezhbush, in Parshas Bechukos, Baaloscha rather, he references this pshat. The Gemara says above Metzia, Okiru l'neshaychu, k'dei sh'tis'atru. Okiru l'neshaychu, give honor l'neshaychu, to your wives. But v'derech remez, what does it mean? Hainu remez kishadam nofel lefalmim madregaso v'nofel lebechinas shichacha b'Hashem yisparach. Where does the name Menashe come from? Kinashani Elokim. It's a lashon of forgetting. The same way that by Yisiyim we say, losis neshe minach meseches, you know, dot, dot, dot. Losis neshe minach. We don't want to forget the mesechta that we're learning. Nun shin, that lashon of nash, is a lashon of forgetting. So what does it mean, o kiru l'neshaychu? Give honor, give kavod to your shechacha. Why do we give honor to shechacha? So when a person falls sometimes from his madrega, and he forgets about a Kadosh Baruch Hu, God forbid. Don't, God forbid, think, I forgot about Hashem, and it must be that Hashem has abandoned me as well. Realize that every Yerida is Letzarech Aliyah. Amazing Lashon, many Lashonas actually, in the Ma'orei Naim, I believe it's in Parshas Yisro, where he says that the reason that we fall sometimes is part of the secrets of the universe. And it's a very deep thing, and it's part of the master plan, and we sometimes have setbacks in order to be able to grow higher. And we have to appreciate and realize that it's a chesed of Hashem that sometimes we have setbacks. So, okiru l'neshaychu, in those moments of disconnect from Hashem, don't, God forbid, be broken by them. Use them as a springboard to grow and to rise higher. Okiru l'neshaychu, lashon nishia v'shichacha, afilu k'shatem v'madregas hakatnus v'ashichacha. Okiru ha-madregazo, give cover to that madrega. Understand it has a place. Ki, why? Ki hu k'deisha tis'atru, because it's being used to awaken new madregos that a person can rise to afterwards. Hainu la'aviyachem l'madrega yoser gedola mishahaya mikodem. Realize that part of the process of life, you have a fraya moment, you have moments of growth, of success, ki efrani elokim, and you have moments of menasha, ki nashani elokim. There's moments where we're moving forward, and there's moments where we're moving back, but it's that ruts of a show, it's that back and forth, which creates the possibility of new growth and new madregos. So that's what our pasuk is hinting to. Menashe is bechinas shechacha, kamo shekasav nashani elokim, v'Ephraim hu lashon para v'rava. Ephraim is a lashon of being successful, of being fruitful, of being productive, shuhu madrega gedola, v'hainu kishnei bechinos elu shavavim. But the Torah, by equating Ephraim, Menashe, Kerubim, v'Shimon, Yuli, as we find elsewhere, The fact that we always try to link Ephraim to Menashe, the Rivos Ephraim, the Alfei Menashe, they're both Chasha, they're both going to accomplish a lot. We put them together in a certain sense to say that they both have value. Ve'im kol zeh, ve'heim Rivos Ephraim, haynu b'chinas Ephraim, him gam kem b'chinas Menashe, shu lavo lahatachlis el b'chinas Ephraim, shu madrega gadol lakenizko le'el v'havein. A person has to realize that Heim Revos Ephraim, Heim Alfei Menashe, it's really one and the same. That the reason you have Menashe moments are to be able to help you to experience new Ephraim moments. It's Heim Vahim. It's Elu Ve'elu Divrei Elokim Chaim. And a person has to learn in a healthy way to embrace those setbacks in order to grow higher. So Mirtz Hashem, as we come to the Yom Tov of Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah, we come to these awesome days of connectivity to Torah. We remind ourselves of the great shine that the Torah offers us, the ability to glow. And then he, at the same time, is reminding us that there's moments where we're feeling very enlivened by Torah, very energized by Torah, moments where we feel like we're on the Ephraim track, we have moments where we feel like we're on the Menashe track, but realize that both of these tracks, again, are part of the healthy, growing patterns of a Ben Torah, of a Jew who's striving for closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kirvas Elokim, and again, Okiru L'Nashaychu. Don't become despondent by the setbacks, but rather use them as springboards to draw oneself closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.